Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Tuesday, December 3rd, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Lots of notable casting news coming out of today. Betty Gilpin will take over for the lead role of Mary Todd Lincoln in Oh, Mary! From January 21st until March 16th. A three-time Emmy nominee for GLOW, Gilpin, who will be making her Broadway debut, succeeds original cast member and creator Cole Escola, who was now set to play their final performance on January 19th. The production itself was also newly extended to June 28th, taking it slightly past next year's Tony Awards. Tickets for the new dates are now available at telecharge.com. Gilpin's replacement for the final 3 months will be announced later. Oh, Mary! Continues its hit run at the Lyceum Theater. Way down at Hadestown, Carlos Valdez and Haley Kilgore will assume the roles of Orpheus and Eurydice starting January 14th. Valdez was last seen on Broadway in Once and has since made a name for himself as Cisco Ramon on the CW series The Flash. Kilgore was Tony-nominated for her Broadway debut as T-Moon in the 2018 revival of Once on This Island, her only mainstem appearance so far. In addition, Tom Hewitt will rejoin Hadestown as Hades on January 14th. Hewitt helped reopen the Broadway production in 2021 in the same role, marking his 13th Broadway show. Current cast members Jordan Fisher, Maya Rafico, and Philip Boykin will play their final performance together on January 12th. Hadestown plays at the Walter Kerr Theater. And further casting has been announced for the Bobby Darin bio-jukebox musical Just in Time. As previously revealed, newly minted Tony winner Jonathan Groff will play Darin. Joining him in principal roles will be Joe Barbara, Michelle Pach, Lance Roberts, and Cesar Samayoa. A three-person chorus, three offstage covers, and two swings have also been cast so far. Barbara was last seen on Broadway in A Bronx Tale. Pach, a 2003 Tony winner for Hollywood Arms, was seen earlier this year as Madame Marble in Wicked. Roberts was last seen as an understudy in I Need That. And Samayoa, an original cast member of Come From Away, was recently seen as Dr. Emilio Amigo in How to Dance in Ohio. As also previously announced, the Circle in the Square Theater, where Just in Time will play, will be transformed into an intimate, immersive nightclub with a live onstage band. Previews begin March 28th. Opening night is April 23rd. Swept Away has just announced that their original Broadway cast recording will be released on February 7th on digital and streaming platforms, with a physical release to follow also in early 2025. The new musical, which opened 2 weeks ago to reviews that were mixed to positive, spotlights the song catalog of the Avett Brothers, who also wrote a new tune for the show. The physical copy is now available for pre-order at BroadwayMerchandiseShop.com. Swept Away runs at the Longacre Theater. Following a near-year-long search, Jason Lax will be the next president of the Broadway League. For the last 10 months, he has served as the interim president and general counsel for the industry's trade association, succeeding longtimer Charlotte St. Martin, who had stepped down in February. Lax is beginning his full-time tenure this week. Per the website Broadway News, he starts his role as the industry continues to focus on bringing audiences back to the theater after the pandemic-induced shutdown. Lax acknowledged that the league must continue audience growth efforts in addition to applying focus on other agenda items. The new musical Redwood is opening its box office at the Nederlander Theater this Friday, December 6th. That morning, its star, Idina Menzel, will be on hand, drawing winners for a special one-day-only $20 ticket lottery for the first Broadway preview on January 24th. This harkens back to when Rent played the Nederlander, marking Menzel's Broadway debut, and became the very first show to offer a ticket lottery at the same price. Theatergoers can win up to 2 tickets. Free entries will be accepted in person from 9 to 10 a.m., after which Menzel will draw winners. Non-winners will still have the opportunity to purchase tickets for any preview performance at heavily discounted prices, with mezzanine seats going for $55 and orchestra seats at $75 that morning only, and in person. Redwood officially opens on February 13th. And finally, today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending December 1st. Most boats were floated last week as travelers streamed into the New York City area for the long Thanksgiving weekend and contributed to the highest grossing week so far in the Broadway season. 27 of the 38 running shows saw a boost in their weekly box office by at least $100,000. In total, it was the best attended and highest grossing Thanksgiving week in Broadway's recorded history, with a jaw-dropping $46 million made. The Outsiders and Oh Mary set new house records at the Jacobs and Lyceum, respectively, and were two of four sold-out shows last week. As previously announced, Chicago had its highest-grossing Thanksgiving week in its long history at the Ambassador. In its first full week of previews, Gypsy, starring Audra McDonald, took in over $1,622,000 at the Majestic. Opening night is December 19th. Eureka Day played its first six previews at the Friedman. The new vaccine comedy was at the bottom of the barrel, taking in just $170,430. Once Upon a Mattress played its final Broadway performance on Saturday and reached seven figures at over $1,025,000. It begins a one-month holiday season stint in Los Angeles next week. Tony nominee Shoshana Bean gave her final performance in Hell's Kitchen on Sunday, as their numbers rose to over $1,574,000. Mainstays Wicked, The Lion King, and Hamilton were the top three grossing shows of the week, with Elf cruising in at number four, with a whopping $1,947,922 at the Marquee. Expect most of these inflated numbers to plunge these next few weeks before the Christmas and New Year's holidays brighten things up a bit and conclude peak tourist season. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.